The Footsteps of the Hermit with Larry Torres. Giovanni interprets the New Mexico Mystery Stone. Although he was tired from having just walked across 16 miles towards the mountain, the holy hermit was much too excited by what the young man had just shown him. "What can you learn by tracing those symbols?" asked the Apache boy of Giovanni. "See here, here, and here," motioned the hermit, pointing out three places where the obscure symbols were repeated. "These same combinations of four letters together are called a tetragrammaton in Greek. They indicate something very sacred and holy. The ancient Egyptians used to do similar things with their holy names, but they would surround them within an ellipse called a cartouche." "I do not understand the strange words that you are saying," said the young man softly, casting his innocent eyes downward. "All that I am telling you," began Giovanni, "is that this word that is repeated in these four square Hebraic letters is the ancient name for God the Creator." "How would you say them?" questioned the lad.
"Yod-he-wah-he,"
said Giovanni slowly, as he traced the ancient letters from the ancient letters from. He was strangely reminded of a time when he had made out the Hebrew letters on the keystone above the main entrance of the Cathedral of Santa Fe. It seems to be an ancient testament of faith inscribed by a dying person, and I would venture to guess that it was a personal rendition of the Decalogue. Again, the boy looked at the hermit as if he were speaking gibberish. Giovanni quickly corrected his own speech and asked simply, "Have you ever heard of the Ten Commandments?" "Yes," answered the boy. "The Franciscan brothers tried to tell us about them. They were some kind of a law, weren't they?" "Look here," Giovanni invited him closer to the rock. He caressed the outlines on the stone as he spoke reverently. "I am Yahweh, your God, who has extracted you from the place of Egypt. Egypt, you were slaves. But there will be no other gods before my own face." Still moving his finger haltingly from right to left, he continued, "You must not make an image. You must not use the name of Yahweh without cause. Remember to guard the day of prayer as holy. Respect those who begat you, so that you can live on the land that Yahweh gave you as they lived. Do not take life. Do not take the mate of another. All possessions that do not belong to you are wrong. Tell no lies about your brothers. Do not take what belongs to your brother."
They seem to be good rules," ventured the lad when Giovanni paused to catch his breath.
"They were the only thing that man had for many years to help him guide his own life," said the hermit. "But I fear that there will come a time when even these letters and these guidelines will be outlawed."
"And why is that?" asked the boy.
"Because man in his arrogance thinks that his laws are above those of the Creator," shot back Giovanni. It was just beginning to dawn when both men realized that they had been talking all night. They heard a noisy magpie chattering close by. The hermit smiled as he took out a few kernels of corn and cast them in the direction of the bird.
"Do you suppose," began the boy,
thoughts cautiously, "that the person who wrote these words was alone in this place?"
"Well, there are some tales of a runaway slave who had visited much further south in the area that is being called Mexico right now. The tale that he told him, and that was passed from generation to generation, speaks of a man who came from the east and taught the people many good things. He left them saying only that one day he would return. The people called him Quetzalcoatl. In the old language of the people, the name means Lord of the Air, Quetzal, Lord of the Earth, Ko, and Lord of the Water, Atl. They are three different manifestations of the same god. Huh. It is just like this one whose name is repeated three times within this inscription, said the boy excitedly. Imagine that, smiled the hermit cryptically back at him. You have been walking in the footsteps of the hermit with Larry Torres. Adios.